Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union proudly serves the armed forces, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. And by Annapolis and Always Ice Cream Company. Voted best ice cream in Annapolis for the last 18 years and voted best dessert, frozen treats, and place to take your kids in 2022.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, and Happy New Year as we start another Navy Athletics campaign. As always, the Navy Sports Magazine is presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our thanks to our friends at Navy Federal Credit Union, longtime partners of Navy Athletics. Great to have them back aboard for another season. Coming up on the big show, of course, we get football underway this week. Head coach Ken Niumatalolo will stop by with comments. We'll also hear from quarterback Ty Levitai, and you might be surprised at what he does to kind of relax, to kind of wind down from midshipman life, as he, of course, is a quarterback and, of course, is obviously in charge of being a great student and mid as well. We'll also hear from volleyball's Maggie Bodman as the Kristen Dickman Invitational gets underway this week. Plenty of volleyball action. ESPN Plus, your host on Thursday night for the Mids and VCU at 7, followed on Friday night by the Mids and Michigan State, also at 7 o'clock. When we come back, we hear from the head coach of the Navy Midshipmen, Ken Niumatalolo, as his team gets ready to start another football campaign with Delaware coming up on Saturday at 12 noon. We'll do that next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
Man, this is a nice truck.
Yeah, check this out.
What?
I changed it to remind me of my time at sea.
Weren't you in the Air Force?
Yeah, but I really love the ocean.
You could save and get $200 with Navy Federal Credit Union when you refinance your auto loans from another lender, leaving you with extra to spend on other things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Refinance loans must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for every Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in stock merchandise. Visit NavalAcademyTourism.com for information.
All right, you got this. Whether you're preparing for your next fitness test or want to look your best on homecoming day, you'll need a disciplined routine. At First Command, we may not be able to get you physically fit, but we can help you keep your finances in shape. Well, can I get a spotter over here?
From enrollment to retirement, First Command is there, coaching your financial future every step of the way. Learn more at firstcommand.com.
Annapolis Ice Cream Company in historic downtown Annapolis is now a part of the Always Ice Cream Company family, which now has locations in West Annapolis, Edgewater, and coming soon to an area near you. Stop on by for delicious local homemade ice cream that has been best in Annapolis for the last 17 years. From Cookie Monster and Blue Angels to dairy-free and vegan flavors, everyone can find a flavor that they want. Work hard, play hard, eat ice cream.
You could settle for basic, or you could choose USAA. Members who switch to USAA auto insurance saved an average of $725 per year. If you know, you know. If you don't, we do. Get your quote at usaa.com/auto.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Head coach Ken Niumatalolo and his coaching staff busy at work. A new opponent in Delaware, a new coaching staff in Ryan Carty, who was with Casey Keeler at Sam Houston State. The Mids are familiar with Keeler, as he, of course, a former head coach at the University of Delaware when these two teams met earlier in the triple option era. So even though Carty's never been a head coach, there is some familiarity with what he does, as he, of course, was with Keeler just now at Sam Houston State. It's also a Delaware team with plenty of experience. They've got a lot of fifth and even sixth-year guys because of the extra COVID year. Coach Niumatalolo talked about the Blue Hens in his weekly press conference as he met the media this week.
You know, we'd love to have six-year guys, too. That'd be awesome. You know what I mean? So they definitely got some experience, talented players, well-coached. They're huge. But Delaware's always one of the best teams year in and year out. You know, we've played them in the past and recognize what type of, they got a proud history of, the program, really good football coaches. But this is a really good football team.
So with the new coaching staff, I mean, what do you do to try to figure out what they might do bring schematically?
Well, you all see, you do that no matter who you're playing. You kind of, if you've played them, you look at your previous tape. If you haven't played them, you kind of see where their coaches have come from and try to look at things from the past, maybe, in all phases. And then, you just try to get a beat on how maybe their thought process, like for option stuff, for us on offense, we're always trying to figure that out. You kind of look at people, what their base is, and kind of go from there. But most of the times in option football, we're wrong anyway. People have a different, defense that you got to figure out once you get there. But you always go back and look at people's, you look at their background, coaches, where they're from, maybe who they've worked with, all those kinds of things, just to try to figure out what people are doing. Yeah, we're always adjusting, like to the naked eye, to people that it looks like it's the same option stuff, but I mean, there's so many variations and stuff that we do, formations, schematically, blocking scheme, just the track of our backs, just so many different things, angles. And so, like I said, if you didn't know option football, you would think they're doing the same stuff. But there's never a year that we don't do different things, And so that's constant on both sides of the ball. Like I said, defensively, we just kind of go back and see what, they've done before. Obviously head coach is a really good offensive coordinator. So just kind of look at what people done and you kind of go from there and see what they did last year and those kinds of things.
In that regard, you guys almost kind of have similar challenges when it comes to, preparation. I mean, you kind of know what you're facing, but you don't know exactly what you're facing, which I guess isn't unusual for an opener, correct?
Yes, that's normally the case in an opener. Because you come and then, you prepare for something, but, somebody has, all these different wrinkles. And so you got to be prepared for all of that, just all the different wrinkles, because in off season as coaches, we can't sit still. We're always visiting people, everybody, and you're always trying to put in new wrinkles to, all three phases and what you do. Nobody sits still in this profession. You're always trying to do different things and try to learn the latest fad or try to get what's working and what's the latest vogue thing there in football. You may not do it as much option wise, but like I said, unless you were an option guy, you wouldn't recognize all the different variations that you do. Just there's a lot of subtle things that you do that people look at it from, oh, they're doing the same thing, but it's totally different.
At this point of the year, does things feel normal again after the last 2 years of how crazy that prep and getting ready, trying to get ready for a first game of the year was? Does this finally feel like what normality should feel like for you?
I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to do because we've played, but I feel like you felt the last 2 years for us because nothing we did was similar to what we did. And so, but I feel like with this team, we've done everything. After the Army game, we got back. Everything we did is stuff that I did with 12 other teams. Where last year we were gym rigging stuff, the 2 years, you're pulling the team in that half of them are still in the dorms and only two people can lift at a time. And then somebody gets contact, then half the room can't practice anymore. And there are just so many different things that happen. And again, it's nobody's fault. It's just, we were in a pandemic. So what can you do? Where this year, and everybody had different rules and how we're doing it. It was kind of, like 2 years ago when we get ready to play BYU, we couldn't even hit against each other. And you look at film, they're tackling. It's like, whoa. Yeah. So you kind of had a sense, okay, this may not go too good. We're blocking bags and they're actually live tackling. But this year has been awesome, Kareem, because we're back. I really feel like we're back. Just our team, everything that we do to develop our team. And we're a developmental team. That's the thing that is really stuck out to me is just at the United States Naval Academy, young men that we get, we need to do everything. Everything we do in building the character, the toughness, the resolve of a Navy football player. You have to go through steps A through Z. You can't skip anything. And they got to go to the fire, so to speak. And we put them through the fire this offseason, so I feel good.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get set for the University of Delaware. Kickoff is set for just after 12 o'clock at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, as we'll have the broadcast beginning on the Navy Sports Network beginning 11:05. Joe Miller, Keith Mills, and Scott Wyckoff back with me again for another season. Johnny Goldsmith, of course, taking care of all of our technical side from Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We can't wait to get back to the booth on Saturday. Coming up, the man that will direct the Navy offense, Ty Lavatai, joins us. We'll hear from him as he met the media this week. This is the Navy Sports Magazine. We're brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. And it's all brought to you right here on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. We're brought to you by our good friends at the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our Scott Wyckoff had a chance to catch up with Navy quarterback Ty Lavatai as he begins his second season as the signal caller for the Navy midshipmen.
Ty, what's impressed you the most watching film of Delaware?
They're a pretty athletic group. We play a lot of athletic guys. Watching them, they seem like they're a very confident program. Like they know they run fly around the ball. Haven't watched too much on them. We're kind of just focusing right now on our game plan and all that. But I think probably the most that stands out is probably just the confidence that they have on defense. So,
how important is the memories of last year struggling early in the season at home, kind of behind you guys thinking coming into this game, how important it is to play well, to get things going?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing we've been preaching, is just we have to have a fast start. The past two seasons at home haven't been what we wanted, hasn't started the way we wanted. So a big highlight on offense right now is just coming out and playing like we know we can play. We can't come out and play slow. We got to come firing off the ball, make our reads, know our assignments, and get it going. So
fans are able to see it, but what's it like when you and your teammates run out of that tunnel and come onto the field at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium?
I mean, it's a feeling unmatched. It's great. It's probably the most, probably the coolest feelings you could feel, besides probably Army Navy. You run out and you see all the Mids, you see all the fans that have been there supporting you all summer and seasons before. And so it's great just to see all their faces, see how excited they are just to watch us do what we love. So
how much more confident, how much more prepared, how much more in command of the offense do you feel now, as opposed to going into the season opener last year?
For me, my opinion is night and day. Last year, I never saw a college snap, so it was very, very intimidating, I would say, just not knowing, just the unknown of just what could happen or how the speed of the game was. And last year, now that I got to see how the speed of it, how the tempo is, given that we haven't played a game in a while since it's been –
Ty, being in your second full season of having Coach Jasper as your position coach, the comfort level moving into that second season, and also with your ability to comprehend the offense, is he able to even give you more insights and knowledge to things that you've really been noticing you've been able to do?
Yeah, I mean, he's the triple option guru, as they say. He knows everything there is to know about triple option, and no matter how much I think I know, or there's always something else to learn from him. And he's always making us make sure we're looking for the smallest details in a defense, smallest things, tells to get us into, be able to get us into the right play. So, I mean, going into this season, it's definitely it's a really good thing to have him be our coach. Cause I mean, it's, you always learn something new. You always have something that you can build from and make sure you're looking at these small details in a completely different way than anybody else on the offense would. So.
How fired up are you for Delaware?
I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's too much tension being built just sitting here waiting until Saturday. So I'm just ready to go out there and play and get it going.
And what does the Navy quarterback do to get a little bit of downtime but still compete just a little bit?
I don't know. I feel like people probably do. I love golf. That's my second sport is golf. can't really get hurt with it either. So that's why the coaches allow me to play it too. So big golf fan.
Any other guys on the team good golfers?
Yeah, Mikel Haywood, Riley Reithman is probably the best one on the team right now. But I mean, there was a day that we had like 20 dudes out there just on the first tee box over at the Academy course, just all of us just walking. So it looked like we were storming the course, but it was fun.
He is a good one. And of course you see Mom in the end zone, giving him those big hugs when he walks off the field all the time. That family, that bonding, it is so part of Ty Levitai's life and family. And we hope to see many of those victorious hugs coming up this season as he heads up that tunnel after games. The Mids and the Delaware Blue Hens coming up. Hey, don't forget December. It's the Army-Navy game in Philadelphia this year. We can't wait to get back to the friendly confines of Lincoln Financial Field. It'll be the Mids and the Black Knights. And, of course, the Army-Navy Classic is, as always, brought to you by our great friends at USAA. Coming up, volleyball. The Kristen Dickman Invitational comes up this week. Maggie Bodman from the volleyball team joins us next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
You could settle for less, or you could choose USAA. USAA Renters Insurance covers your stuff at repair or replacement costs, not depreciated value. If you know, you know. If you don't, we do. Get your quote at usaa.com/renters.
Annapolis Ice Cream Company in historic downtown Annapolis is now a part of the Always Ice Cream Company family, which now has locations in West Annapolis, Edgewater, and coming soon to an area near you. Stop on by for delicious local homemade ice cream that has been best in Annapolis for the last 17 years. From Cookie Monster and Blue Angels to dairy-free and vegan flavors, everyone can find a flavor that they want. Work hard, play hard, eat ice cream.
All right, you got this. Whether you're preparing for your next fitness test or want to look your best on homecoming day, you'll need a disciplined routine. At First Command, we may not be able to get you physically fit, but we can help you keep your finances in shape. Well, can I get a spotter over here?
From enrollment to retirement, First Command is there, coaching your financial future every step of the way. Learn more at firstcommand.com.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for every Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in stock merchandise. Visit NavalAcademyTourism.com for information.
Rise and shine, honey. We don't want to miss our flight.
Our flight is in 7 hours. And we have TSA PreCheck with our Navy Federal flagship credit card.
TSA PreCheck? Getting my bugle through security will be so much easier now.
Learn how you can earn up to 3 times points on travel with the flagship credit card at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to our first Navy Sports Magazine of the season. We get to shine a light on volleyball, which has already been underway. And like the soccer's already getting their seasons underway, pleased to be joined now by Maggie Bodman. And Maggie, for you and your teammates, just to be back at it, be back out on the court now, what has that been like here in this first month of the season?
It's been very exciting. Our team waits all summer for the fall to come around and we can get back on the floor and compete with each other. We're really looking forward to this preseason. We got some big competitors coming up in Annapolis this coming weekend, and then also the Patriot League's regular season. So it's really exciting, and we're ready to get some dubs.
You're obviously have been a very competitive volleyball player for a long time, and every athlete's hope is to play Division I volleyball. Now that you've been here and now that you've played, is it everything that you thought it was, or has it been maybe even more?
Honestly, Pete, it's been probably more, especially playing at the Naval Academy. It's once you get here, you realize how big of a privilege it is to be on a varsity team here and being on a team with people who are with the same goal, but also in a larger perspective, fighting for our country and signing up to serve. So it's definitely an honor and a privilege, and I'm really grateful. And I think it's definitely been has exceeded my expectations.
you've played with great seniors, you've played with great leaders. As you have grown as a player and as a leader at the Naval Academy, you know, what has that been like? Because I think sometimes we don't necessarily talk about that enough. We look at the athletic angle, but we don't necessarily talk about that leadership angle and the quality of it that you've been around in your program. Just what has that been like, and how much has that helped you grow as you've now become a leader yourself?
Well, that's a great question. Coming to the Naval Academy, you're very well-rounded athletically, academically, and socially. But once you get here, you realize that there's a lot of people like that here. So you definitely experience moments of humbleness and just realizing that you're surrounded by a lot of great people who have experienced success. And so it's just about swallowing your pride and realizing that you can learn so many things and grow as a leader and as a person by the people around you, and just optimizing those situations and scenarios and learning from the people around you.
Not to simplify it, but is there a trust factor involved also in allowing these people to kind of, you know, okay, I'm going to go along here with what you're saying, but is there a trust angle that develops through time as well?
Yes, for sure. I think the things that we go through as mids at the Naval Academy definitely instill trust in each other, and we realize that we're all here for the same reason. And I think that definitely bonds us on a different level than any average college student athlete.
I mean, let's talk about the athletic side then for a minute. You know, how much has Maggie Bodman, the volleyball player, grown through the years here?
I definitely have grown in areas I didn't even think I needed to grow in. Yeah, I would definitely say emotionally, mentally, I've definitely been able to handle harder situations and endure a longer sustained grind than I ever experienced in high school. So I've definitely learned from that. And also as a leadership perspective, kind of finding my style and what is best and how people respond to my leadership style as well.
Tremendous activity for you all coming up this weekend, the Kristen Dickman Invitational. We know what that name, what that tournament means to volleyball at the Naval Academy, and to be able to play the likes of VCU and Michigan State, both of those matches will be on ESPN Plus for our viewers out there Thursday night and Friday night. Just to be able to participate in that, knowing what it means to Navy volleyball, what are the emotions like for you and your teammates as you know what she stood for here as obviously part of this program?
Our emotions are solely just to represent her well and carry on her legacy, honor her and her family, and wear the Navy jersey as proud and excited and honored to do so.
Awesome stuff, Maggie. We appreciate it so much. Look forward to seeing you guys Thursday and Friday night with our broadcast on ESPN Plus.
Thank you, Pete.
This weekend begins my 25th year broadcasting Navy athletics events, and every year I consider myself to be one of the luckiest people in college athletics media, because I get to talk to some of the best and brightest, and Maggie Bodman, just a perfect example of that. So much unselfishness within her responses about being a Division I athlete, being here at the Naval Academy, and representing the Naval Academy. And that's truly what it's all about. It's certainly been an honor for me. And, you know, hey, if the good Lord is willing, we'll do 25 more if we can pull it off. That's Maggie Bodman of the Navy volleyball team. Again, we're on the air at 7 o'clock Thursday night and Friday night on ESPN Plus, live from the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse with Navy volleyball in the Kristen Dickman Invitation. We'll come back and wrap things up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union right here on the Navy Sports Network. That'll wrap up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Don't forget football, of course, 12 noon coming up on Saturday afternoon, 11:05, for all the pregame news and notes on WBAL, WNAV, and, of course, the Navy Radio Network. Volleyball on ESPN Plus on Thursday night and Friday night. There's soccer going on, and, of course, your one-stop shop for everything Navy athletics. It's your best friend when it comes to rooting for Navy, NavySports.com. Welcoming our friends in men's and women's rugby now, part of the Varsity Athletic Collection at the Naval Academy. All of that information, everything you need to know, is available. Scott Strassmeyer and his amazing staff do a great job to keep you informed on everything Navy athletics. My name is Pete Medhurst. We will talk to you next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by First Command, coaching your financial future every step of the way, by the Navy Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. And by USAA. USAA is a proud sponsor of Navy athletics and has been serving the military community's financial needs for over 100 years. Go Navy!